The way that many of us receive our daily dose of what's going on in the world has changed over the years. That meant that more of us were heading online for news. But now, even the landscape of online news is changing. And on the line to talk about this and the launch of the new MSN site from Microsoft is Andrew Hunter. He's the managing editor of MSN. G'day, Andrew.
Hi, Andy.
Now, what is the current situation with news online? What are the current trends you're seeing? And I mean, is it working out as a good business model for newsmakers?
There are a couple of different trends happening at the moment, and some of them are really apparent in the Australian market right now. So the big one I think that people will notice is that for some of their news sites and products, they have to pay to access their news if they consume more than a few articles with some of their favourite newspapers. So that's one of the big changes that the media industry in Australia has rolled out in the past year or so. And so that's really by virtue of the fact that they need to make more money to make up for a loss of the traditional revenue sources such as classifieds. So there's a general move, not just in Australia, but globally towards having people pay for their content. It's not just news, of course. It's with long form TV as well. So, you know, making people or enabling people to pay for their favourite TV shows online as well. So, that's one of the biggest trends that we're seeing. And of course, the other big one is that people are consuming their news content through all sorts of new devices now. So, it used to be a matter of originally, it used to be a matter of sitting down each morning and reading a newspaper, and then that transferred to online news not too long ago. I guess about 10 years ago was the big transformation there to online, and now people are getting it on their mobile. So many news products are seeing that their biggest audience now is through mobile, and then people are consuming and reading their stories on the way to work on the train or the bus and doing that throughout the day on their mobile device.
So I guess this is something that you guys have thought about in sort of redesigning or reinventing MSN. But before we talk about the specifics of that, what happened to 9MSN that I guess we all sort of knew about?
Well, 9MSN keeps going strong as ever.
Yeah.
So 9MSN will be far more aligned to the 9 entertainment companies, news and information products, so 9 News, and all of those great 9 brands will still be at 9MSN. But at msn.com.au, we're going to be showcasing a whole variety of different news sources. So msn.com.au will be a place where you can see a selection of the best stories from a whole lot of sources, fantastic global publishers like the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Guardian, Independent, most of the major US broadcasters, all of the big wire services, the Huffington Post, the Atlantic, tech blogs such as The Verge, TechCrunch and Engadget, alongside the very best publishers and broadcasters in Australia. So we're partnering with brands like the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age, ABC News, ABC Grandstand, The Drum, 7 News. We're partnering with 9 as well, so we're getting 9 News today, Wide World of Sports. We're partnering with Channel 10. We'll have stories from Australian Women's Weekly, Women's Day, Gourmet Traveller, Crikey, ESPN, and some smaller up-and-coming brands like The Raw and Car Advice, just to name a few of our sources.
Right, and do you think that'll serve the audience better? So you're not actually creating news stories, you're curating them.
Yeah, that's the big difference. So we are absolutely curating a fantastic news product that takes the very best from all of those sources. And we handpick those stories and present them as an overview for the audience. We won't be creating any content ourselves. Mm-hmm. We believe that the best way to serve our audience is to go to those organisations that are putting all of their resources and all of their time and all of their energy and have done for many, many, many years to create the best stories for their audiences, and we're taking a selection of those to do the same for the Microsoft audience.
And how does the team then decide what stories to publish and what not to? Because sometimes you have to wonder about the influences on what does go, what is published and what isn't.
Well, the first thing that the team looks for is how important the story is. So if a story is very newsworthy, very important, and it has to be new to qualify as news, then it will be published. And I guess the next thing that the team is looking to do is to provide a balanced mix of news and information so that we showcase a good variety of sources and a good variety of views and present a balanced mix of stories. The other thing, of course, is that the users can personalize this this experience. So the user can follow a whole lot of news topics. So they just type in a news topic. It might be they might be a huge fan of federal politics. So they might type in Tony Abbott, or they might type in Bill Shorten. And then they will get all of the news curated or... Sorry, I'll start that again.
All right.
And then they get all the news about that particular subject coming through onto their onto the website. And of course, if they're signed in, all of those news preferences and topics that they choose will be available on their mobile experience as well. So part of the idea of this product is that it follows you around regardless of which device and which platform you're on.
Being Microsoft, there's also quite a bit of integration with other Microsoft services on the new MSN site. Is the idea that perhaps it's the kind of website you could just leave up on the screen and stay connected across both news and social media?
Yeah, well, that's a huge part of what we're doing with the new MSN. So it's not just about knowing more. It's not just about reading great stories and being informed. It's about doing more as well. And part of the way that we're bringing that to life is by integrating all of the Microsoft products that people know and love right there onto the website. So you can get the Microsoft Office suite of products. You can have access to your Outlook email, and it will show you right there on the browser, how many unread emails you have, and you can get straight into your Outlook from there. You can also have your Facebook feed there, your Twitter feed, as well as Skype. So we're not just incorporating those Microsoft social and productivity products. We're also bringing in things like Facebook and Twitter, anything that's really popular with the audience, to ensure that people can really treat msn.com.au as a one-stop shop. So it's a place to be informed, but also a place to do things.
So, Andrew, what about accessing the new MSN website? Obviously, you're saying we're going beyond, just looking at it on a desktop, moving to mobile devices. Are we good across all platforms then?
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a journey for MSN. So we started this product on Windows 8. So the first thing we did was create these apps in these categories, so news, sport, finance, travel, food and drink, health and fitness, and a number of others. And we put those apps on Windows 8, and now we're bringing across that experience onto web. So it will be across all browsers, Internet Explorer, Chrome, Firefox. It'll work seamlessly across all those browsers. It also renders differently for each device you're on. So if you're in a mobile browse mode on a big screen phone, it will render differently and seamlessly to the way it will if you're on a smaller phone like an iPhone, one of the earlier iPhones. But we're also about to take it across the Apple ecosystem as well and the Android platform. So people will be able to access this product across any of the major platforms now. And they'll be able to sign in once, and the preferences will stay with them across all of those platforms. So it's quite an amazing prospect where msn.com.au can be accessed from any of these platforms.
Brilliant. Definitely one to check out. It's launched this week, msn.com.au. Andrew Hunter, Managing Editor of MSN, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much, Andy. Really appreciate it.